And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with us speaking of the arts. She's with the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning. So what is going on this weekend?
We have something very cool at the Lenzic tomorrow night. It's Tao. It's a group of taiko drummers from Japan. They train for years and years in the mountains of Japan to take the ancient art form of taiko drumming and kind of make it contemporary with amazing percussion, dancing, cool costumes, and that's tomorrow night at the Lenzic at 7:30.
Excellent. And at Opposite Bookstore, we have tonight at 6 o'clock, Doug Boutis, Boots will read from Maelstrom, and Matthew Pitt will read from Attention, Please, Now. And then tomorrow at 4:30, the Santa Fe Writers Workshop reading featuring Elizabeth Tidrick, Kyle Dylan Hertz, Christopher Johnson, and more. That's at Opposite Books on Montezuma Street in San Busco Center here in Santa Fe.
Another thing in San Busco tomorrow, I'll get right into the dog events, is a small dog rescue event. It's at Tekatu tomorrow, the pet accessory shop, in San Busco from noon to 3 tomorrow. For more information, you can call 438-3749, but there will be lots of cute small dogs up for adoption.
That is music to my ears. Have been thinking about getting another dog. It's
have
hard
you?
To just have... When you're used to having three dogs and then you have two dogs,
I know,
it's
I've
like
done
you're just
the same
looking
thing.
Around. Where's the other dog? And then you think, do you violate the memory of the dog who just passed by getting a new one
no,
so quickly?
No, you don't. You're not replacing him. You're getting a new friend. That's
yeah.
how I look at it. You can't replace him.
No,
or
I know.
Her, honey.
But anyway, definitely go. The Small Dog Rescue is a wonderful organization. All of our animal rescue, I have to say, all of the animal rescue organizations that I have encountered in northern New Mexico are fantastic.
They are, and cats too, felines and friends, which I'm sure we'll get to later.
We'll get to it right now.
Okay.
Cat of the week. This week's featured cat is called Sir Paws.
Aww.
He was rescued during one of the trap, neuter, and release operations in the Santa Fe area, and he turned out to be a tame kitten living in a feral cat colony. He's very playful and social and outgoing. He purrs on contact. He can be very vocal. He purrs on contact. And he's a handsome...
I do too.
And he's a handsome boy with short black hair and a white tuxedo coat and Shamu facial markings. He's less than a year old, and I have no idea what Shamu facial markings
but
are.
But they sound cool.
I guess you can probably...
Black and white? Is Shamu black and white, gray and white? Who knows?
Tame tuxedo purring cat. It's sounding
he
good to me.
He sounds good.
You can probably view him at fnfnm.org, which stands for Felines and Friends NM. You can also call 316-2281.
Tonight Art Feast begins.
Yay!
And that is a really, really fun event. One of the most fun events of the year, I think, in the arts community. It starts tonight with the Edible Art Tour, where you go from gallery to gallery looking at art and eating great food that has been made by great chefs in the city. Different restaurants participate. That's the Edible Art Tour tonight. Art Feast continues all weekend. There's a fashion show that I believe features Mondo Guerra from Project Runway. There's a home tour on Sunday and Saturday. There's a gourmet dinner and auction tomorrow night. There are all kinds of events. You can find out more at artsmartnm.org because this is a benefit for our local organization, ArtSmart.
Excellent. And I haven't been on one of the edible art tours for a while, but when I have gone, they've been so delicious.
I know you find really good food from restaurants you maybe haven't tried yet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened to me.
At the Screen, which is one of the independent cinemas here in Santa Fe, opening today is a film called The Rocket, which was the winner of the Tribeca Film Festival Best Feature. And it's from Laos, and it's about a 10-year-old boy who is believed to bring bad luck and is blamed for a string of disasters, and his family loses its home. And it's apparently just a gripping yet heartwarming film. And La Boheme is part of the Royal Opera House performance. That's on Sunday at 11 in the morning. And then there are some films held over, like the Oscar-nominated short films. and animation. Oh, I love the animation. And lots of other things. So check out the screen, which is on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
The children of Santa Fe's public schools, the students, will be performing at the Lenzic on Monday night in a free concert on the Lenzic stage. This will be a choral concert, so kids from our middle and high school choral programs will be presenting an evening of music at the Lenzic. It's free, so if you have children, come. If you don't, come on down anyway and hear the kids sing and support music in our schools. That's Monday at the Lenzic at 6:30.
Very, very important. And what we have, another thing, I got a new notice from the city that the Genoveva Chavez Community Center is partnering with Impact Personal Safety and doing free personal safety classes offered at the center on March 10th. And offering it, I'm just mentioning that right now so people can go over there and sign up.
Yet another Lenzic event this Wednesday, Lannan Foundations in Pursuit of Cultural Freedom series continues with author Greg Grandin.
Who I'm interviewing on Monday.
Oh, I love his work.
I read his book. It is fantastic. It's called The Empire of Necessity. Yep.
I haven't read it, but I'm familiar with Fordlandia, that he wrote about Henry Ford's experiment in South America.
Yeah.
It was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. I think he does great work. He'll be at the Lenzic on Wednesday talking with Canadian journalist Avi Lewis.
Yep.
It's part of the Lannan series, which are always great.
In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom is the name of that series. And I have to say, I don't think there's a lot of historians that write page turners. But this is one of them.
He has both a history talent and a great writing talent, kind of novelistic.
The Rail Yard Artisan and Metaphysical Market is every Sunday from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Music, entertainment, local artists, mediums, seers, mystics, healers. And this Sunday, the 23rd, Michael Combs will be there doing music. It's at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion.
I have another Farmers Market event. It's the Wednesday night movie series. Watershed, A New Water Ethic for a New West is the name of the movie that will be screened this Wednesday at the Farmers Market Institute.
And I'm interviewing that director, too.
We are on the same page. And it's narrated by Robert Redford.
Yes.
Mary Charlotte will be interviewing the director. And it's about the Colorado River, which is the most dammed and diverted river in the world.
And it's a good movie.
It's really worth
seeing. It's just under an hour long, and definitely check it out. And they have a Wednesday night film series, and I'm going to be trying to interview most or all of those directors.
Oh, great. This one is 7 o'clock Wednesday, the 26th of February, this Wednesday at
Excellent.
The Farmers Market.
And let's see. What do we have? The Trojan Women is a play by Euripides that is being performed by students of the Performing Arts Department at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And it's directed by Tony-nominated actress and faculty member Joanne Camp Sobel. And it's happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Weckesser Studio Theater at the Santa Fe University. So it's very inexpensive to go, and they've got a wonderful performing arts department over there, so definitely worth checking out the Trojan Women.
And Euripides is one of the coolest names to say. It's
I
lots
know.
Of fun.
As in, Euripides pants, I break your face. Sorry.
That was good, MC. The Sounds of Santa Fe is in another event at the Lenzic. We've got a busy week going on there. It's the Lenzic pairing up with Frogville Records, our own Frogville Records here in Santa Fe recording studios. We will be presenting Frogville musicians on next Friday, the 28th. The headliner's Round Mountain. With the other bands are just as great, Boris McCutcheon and the Salt Licks, Anthony Leon performing without the chain but with some of his other musician friends, and Bill Palmer's TV Killers. That's this coming next Friday, the 28th at 7:30. Tickets are still available, so call the Lenzic or ticketsantafe.org.
And on Sunday at 7:30, Peter Mulvey will be at Gig Performance Space. They call him the street singing kid in Dublin, the man fronting the storming electric band Tin Pan Alley Delver. I'm not sure what kind of solo, duo, or with his most recent band. He plays kind of jazz, some kind of jazz folk combination. And once again, that's a gig on Second Street.
I'm betting if you've interviewed this person before. Judith Fine is a local travel writer. She has a new book out. It's called The Spoon from Minkowitz. In the book, she investigates her own family history. She didn't know much about it. She had just a few clues that her grandmother had given her about where their family came from, and she took her husband, the travel photographer Paul, whom she works with a lot. They traveled abroad and investigated, and she's written a book that's getting great reviews, The Spoon from Minkowitz. She will be doing a talk called Calling in the Ancestors at Temple Beth Shalom on Sunday from 2 to 5. And she'll be speaking at Garrett's Desert Inn on next Saturday, March 1st, also about her book and her experiences in researching her ancestry.
Excellent. And there is a Santa Fe Alliance for Science talk. I usually have virtually all of their people on the air when they do these science cafes for young thinkers. I'm not able to do it next week, but you should still go. It's Wednesday, February 26th at 6 o'clock, and Catherine Page from Los Alamos National Laboratory is doing a talk called Discovering the Atomic Structure of the World Around Us. It's at the O'Keefe Education Annex on Grant Avenue. Come learn about one of the ways we learn about the structure of all those atoms and molecules that you study in your chemistry and physics classes. Admission is free. Everybody is welcome. There's refreshments, and especially invite young people.
Did you happen to see Particle Fever last week, that
yes.
film at the Lancet?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you did. I that what you just
we
talked
did a
about.
Show. We did a show on it.
Great. That, and I think that one will be coming to the CCA in March, which I plan to go to see it again.
Excellent.
There is a student performance this weekend at NDI. The students of NDI's after-school program will be performing in a program called Winter Escape. It'll showcase lots of these young, talented dancers' work. The performances are this Friday and Saturday in the afternoon and in the evening at 2 p.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. That's an NDA student performance at the Dance Barn, which are at 1140 Alto. And for more info, you can go to you can call 983-7661 or visit ndi-nm.org.
Honor Black History Month with Santa Fe NAACP and the world premiere of Freedom Work, Folk Forms and Variations, composed and directed by Lenny Tischler. It's performed by seven of Santa Fe's best jazz musicians. There's a dessert reception. It's Saturday, March... Oh, that's next weekend. Sorry.
But we still want to know.
Saturday, March 1st at 7 o'clock at the Historic Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue.
St. John's, I need to find my listing, but St. John's has some very interesting concerts coming up in the Great Hall. And I believe one is Sunday. I'm looking for my info now. On Sunday, they'll be featuring a presentation about the differences, this is in layman's terms, the differences in performing on a piano that's tuned in two different ways, tuned to two different, not even keys, but...
Temperaments.
Temperaments, exactly. So on Sunday, there will be a concert and kind of a talk about that at St. John's College in the Great Hall.
Excellent. I wonder if they're going to have multiple pianos there?
They are indeed. They're going to have two different pianos, and
Yay.
He will be playing on both of them and kind of demonstrating how that works.
Very good.
On Tuesday, the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival continues at the CCA with a film called Being Jewish in France. It's a 2007 documentary presented in two parts, so you will... it's presented in two parts, but on one night, and it's at 7 p.m. There's complimentary coffee, and it's part of their continuing Jewish Film Festival series.
Excellent. And all kinds of music happening. The Jakes are at Tiny's tonight. Bill Hearn is at the Cowgirl from 5 to 7, and then later in the evening, Broom Dust Caravan. Vanilla Pop is at La Posada, and of course, Salsa at the Lodge. Man No Sober at 2nd Street. C.W. Aeon, that's blues band at the Mineshaft, Country Night at Buffalo Thunder, and much, much more. So just go out and listen to music and hang out. And tomorrow night, once again, as you mentioned, the drumming and dance at the Lensic. There's a flamenco dinner show at El Farol. There's a rock show with Chango at La Posada, Contra Dancing at the Odd Fellows, Paw and Eric at Mineshaft Tavern, Connie Long and Fast Patsy at also at the Mineshaft. And again, lots of things and lots of different genres of music to go out and listen to and dance to.
There's some classical, too. The Santa Fe Community Orchestra is having a concert at the St. Francis Auditorium on Sunday. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they will be playing music by Michael Bowen, Sibelius, and Dvorak. This is at the St. Francis Auditorium. You can call 466-4879 for more information or tickets.
And there's a lecture by Robin Farwell Gavin called Rain Clouds and Pachamama, Rethinking Colonial Art from Peru to New Mexico at the Spanish Colonial Arts Society. She's a senior curator there. And we'll discuss... the lecture is Monday, the 24th of February, from 2 to 3 o'clock on Museum Hill at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art. Reservations are required as seating is limited, 982-2226.
The Truth About Gun Violence and Mental Illness is the name of a talk. It's a presentation by Duke University School of Medicine Professor Jeffrey Swanson, and that will be presented at the CCA on Wednesday the 26th at 6 o'clock. It's a topic that's been in the news a lot in the past several years for very sad reasons, with a lot of gun violence going on and people discussing why that happens. Duke University Professor Swanson will shed some light on that 6 o'clock Wednesday at the CCA. Please register if you'd like to attend. It's calling 272-3592.
Excellent. And let's see, what else is going on? Let you tell us something, and I'm going to look for the Collected Works bookstore event, because that's always, we always like to announce that.
Go ahead. I'll tell you something about the Jean Cocteau, our hometown movie theater.
Yay.
Has some, as always, some things going on this weekend. There will be a screening of the movie The Prestige on today, I believe. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right, yes, it's today at 8:45. But there are some events surrounding it that are worth checking out, too. At 6:20, there will be a magic performance, which is keeping in theme with the movie The Prestige. That will be the amazing Misty Lee will perform her magic before.
Oh, man, everybody's got to go to that. It's an actual magic performance in Santa Fe. That's not something we have very often.
And she's written up in the papers this week. She's supposed to be really cool and what is magic? Not scary. Amazing. I guess magic is amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And then, not only that, but they've got a special screening of The Prestige. They'll be also talking with the screenwriter, Jonathan Nolan, who works a lot with his brother, Christopher Nolan, and that'll be at 8:30. Wow. There's a lot going on at the Jean Cocteau.
Just
today.
and good popcorn. There's good popcorn just about everywhere, I have to say. At Collected Works Bookstore tonight, and I'm very sorry I didn't get a chance to do a show on this, but there is an author named Jeffrey Lewis who has written a novel called The Inquisitor's Diary. And in Mexico City, the Holy Office of the Inquisition holds sway over the people, and Fray Alonso, its most zealous advocate, awaits promotion and passage to Spain, but is outmaneuvered by his rivals. So instead, he's sent north through Mexico in search of heretics to bring before the tribunal. What appears at first to be a futile journey becomes a great test of faith as Alonso forms an unusual connection with his captured heretic, and the bond between them forces Alonso to question every element of faith and doctrine that he has held so dear. He's a good author. I started reading the book. I haven't finished it, but definitely worth going to Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock to check it out. And, you know, it's always good to have a good novel to read. And there's another one tomorrow at Collected Works, yet another novel. This one's also supposed to be fantastic, called Last Train to Paris by Michelle Zackheim. And she will discuss her book tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's about Rose Manon, an American daughter of the mountains of Nevada, working as a journalist in New York, is sent to Paris to be a foreign correspondent, where she is soon entangled in romance, an unsolved murder, and the desperation of looming war.
Wow, you make it sound very intriguing.
And I think it is. I have, gotten very good reports about that book.
tonight at St. John's College in the Great St. John's College in the Great Hall.
We will. I might go to this because I'm a dog lover, just as Mary Charlotte is. There's a talk called "Spirited Friends" on dogs and friendship. The dog expert Gary Borgeson will explore what we can learn from dogs tonight at 7:30 at the Great Hall at the Peterson Student Center at St. John's. It's free. And for more info, you can call 660-1616.
Journey Santa Fe at Collected Works every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And this time, the Journey Santa Fe's community conversation is about the Santa Fe Adaptive Ski Program, which began 30 years ago as a joint venture between Loveless Medical Foundation and Sandia Peak Ski Area. And it's one of the greatest adaptive ski programs anywhere, and it's fun and therapeutic winter recreation for thousands of children and adults. So check it out. You can get more information at JourneySantaFe.com and or just show up at Collected Works at 11. And then later on Sunday, that same day, at 4 o'clock, the Muse Times 2 Poetry Series, Craig Morgan Teicher and... who is the other poet? There's a couple of poets. And James Thomas Stevens are going to be reading from their poetry. Both very good poets and definitely worth going to.
On the much lighter side, there's Jules Works Follies. This is Monday night at the Jean Cocteau.
Yay!
Have you been to that? It's
I always
monthly.
Have them on.
They're very funny.
Steven Rubin. Jules is fantastic.
That event is at the Jean Cocteau, where Steven Rubin works, I believe, from 7 to 9:30. It's a bunch of local, talented local actors, comedians, all around good men and women, performing things like Monty Python skits they've written, people doing their own music or reading something they've written. It's a variety show, just as it says, and it's at the Jean Cocteau on Monday.
Yay! Everyone loves a variety show.
You do. It's fun, and you laugh, and you can usually holler out from the audience if you feel like it. It's a pretty intimate little setting.
Right. And if one act isn't so good, soon it'll be over and the next one will come.
You're absolutely right.
And if one act is fantastic, that'll be over too.
Sadly.
Hey, Empire, Capitalism, and Inequality, the last in a series of three lectures exploring those issues with Craig Barnes, will take place this Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening. He's talking about hidden financial networks that control national economies and congresses and parliaments. And anyway, lots of kind of big picture ideas and interpretations about how the world works. And Craig Barnes is just a wonderful speaker and a wonderful person.
I've heard him on your show, and he's great to listen to on the Radio Cafe. On Wednesday from 11 to 1, you can hear yet again about our mayoral candidates talking about home building and community issues. This one's sponsored by the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association and the Green Chamber of Commerce, 92-1774.
And on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, I'm interviewing city council candidates, and on Thursday, mayoral candidates. So Tuesday, and I'm also going to, I think, fit in there somewhere, a little piece about the charter amendments. So that is all on the Radio Cafe. Diana Delling is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts and is with us here speaking of the arts. It's just great to have you, and thank you so much.
Thanks, good to see you.